هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to call ourselves Muslims and to be able to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, Alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every blessing that He gives us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many blessings every moment of our life that we cannot fathom, we cannot count them, we cannot enumerate them. But subhanAllah, you know, one of the most important blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the life of every family, in the life of every parent, is the blessing of children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gives us children in our lives so that our generation can continue growing and this ummah can continue flourishing, inshallah. But along with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a responsibility, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." That every single one of you is a shepherd, and every single one of you is responsible for the flock that he or she is given. And the hadith continues, giving different examples about the father, about the mother, and so on and so forth, how they are responsible for those who are under them. Where I'm getting at is, the fruit of the lives of every parent are their children, right? They do almost whatever is in their capacity to make sure that the lives of their children are better. The future of their children is bright, right? And they're successful. And if you look at our lives, many of us over here in this country, many, many people, if not all of us, came here with this intention so that I can have a better future. My children can have a better future. My progeny can have a better future, right? That was the main reason, right? Now, we should change our intentions, if we haven't already, that we are here first and foremost as the ambassadors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the reason I'm saying it's important to change our intention is because just like we came to this country, Muslims went to other countries also. I'm talking about the recent past, you know, 50 to 100 years, right? After we were colonized and we had to scatter throughout the world, right? To find a better living, to find a better place. So Muslims went to a lot of places. Amongst those places were, you know, countries like South America. And there were countries also like South Africa. And there are many other countries. And some of the Muslims who went to these countries, right, they flourished and they thrived and they continue to thrive in terms of being Muslim and in terms of spreading the message of Islam and being the ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And most importantly, protecting the future, the eternal future of their children. Right? So we should look at these examples and learn from them, the good and the bad. If you go to, unfortunately, if you go to many South American countries, you will find people who will have a Muslim name. And you'll be really shocked when you talk to them. And you'll be like, oh, subhanAllah, you know, are you Muslim? It's like, oh no, my grandfather was a Muslim. Or my father was a Muslim. And so on and so forth. It's very common. You'll see many of them will have, you know, Arab features because a lot of Arabs had moved to these countries. So what, and when you go to South Africa, some places is good, right? And you see that Islam flourished. And what was the difference? What happened? Right? Where we see, and you know, same thing with America. If we look at different states within the United States, where is Islam doing better? And what are the reasons? Right? So there is something to take note of, something to think about. What is helping us flourish? And what is helping us save our eternal future and the eternal future of our children in places where there is going to be no environment of deen, no environment outside your house? What is going to protect them and help them? And we should look back at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do in order to establish and save the Muslim Ummah when he first migrated to Madinatul Munawwara? And even on the way to Madinatul Munawwara, what did Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do where he took a stop? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's first concern was to establish institutions which are going to protect Islam, teach Islam, talk about Islam, masajid, right? Madaris, institutions of higher learning of Islamic values and morals and ethics, right? There's Masjid Quba, and then there's Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we look at even those places in the world today where Muslims went and scattered and, you know, went about their way, where Muslims, from wherever they came, invested in establishing institutions of knowledge, invested in establishing madaris and masajid, and giving them a proper structure, investing in them, physically, psychologically, emotionally, and financially. And investing in them by sending their children and progeny into those institutions. That is where you will see that Islam, alhamdulillah, flourished. That is where you see that Islam was, you know, protected and is being protected and is being carried forward. So now over here, where we're living today, we have a choice. What do we want the future of our children to look like? Do we want to look like what happened in other places where Islam fizzled out and there's nothing remained from the remnants of Islam other than their name, which also eventually fizzles out, and then you only see some Muslim features in their progeny? Very unfortunate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Say ameen. So we want our children to be protected, inshallah. May Allah protect all of them. We want our children to be eternally saved. And guess what? Nothing outside these institutions is equipping them to save themselves and the iman. Nothing. And it's not going to. Rather, everything that is outside is going to try to diminish their faith and take away, chip away from what they believe in, right? Put doubts in what they believe in. So we as parents, the biggest ni'mah, as I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon parents is their children. And you and I are responsible for what happens with our children. We have to take responsibility because we migrated here. We came here. And now we have to think about how can I protect them? Or how can I invest in institutions and structures which will help secure their future for eternity? That is what we need to think about. Right? So, as Muslims, we need to look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the Sahaba, look at their model, how they did it, and that's how they did it. Right? That's how they were able to carry over Islam from east to west for a millennium. SubhanAllah. So as, you know, sometimes we become despondent. Sometimes we become tired. Like, you know, why do we have to keep, you know, investing in institutions, supporting institutions, and this and that? My brothers and sisters, this is the lifeline of our children for their eternal success. This is the only way, right? The only way of protecting their future is to teach them. Because it is only knowledge which takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. So it's extremely important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's talking about the elevation of humanity, and at this point, just think about what was, you know, what was going on in the world at that time. What was the nature of the people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was working upon? What kind of inhumane acts they were doing? And what elevated them? And what saved them? What protected them? What made them the best of humanity that walked on the face of this earth? It was yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them knowledge. The knowledge of Quran, right? And he, through that knowledge, it purified them. And he taught them the Quran and the Sunnah, which helped them and protected them. This you are not going to get in any institution other than institutions of Muslim learning. Anywhere else. You're not going to get that in your high school, in your college, in your university. No. So this is what is the the pathway to salvation for all of us and our children, inshallah ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to invest our time, our life, our finances, our abilities, our du'as in these institutions, in these masajid, in these madaris, in these Muslim colleges, which we see flourishing around us. Wallahi, it's a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this place of land that we're living, where we have so much good happening around us. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could have been anywhere else, right? It could have been any other state, any other country, but it's happening here because of the fadl and the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should take benefit from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it's taken away. And I'll finish with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, benefit from the ni'mah, the in'amat, the blessings that Allah gives you before you lose them. Why? Because when you lose them, you can cry over it, but you might not get it back. Right? So we have these blessings amongst us, around us, right? That are inviting us, giving us the opportunity to learn and to invest in them, we should take them, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll have some time for sunnah.